Now, this couple is married, Ron and Valerie.
You're sneaky, Al Hawk.
Yeah. Sneaky. Al's sneaky, isn't he?
He's... Yeah.
Okay. I looked this up. Got a word for you sitting over there. So I asked him if I could go first. And God reminded me of Joseph. After his father died, his brothers come to him and they're afraid of him because they had, you know, waylaid him, sold him into slavery, and then God puts him in the number one spot, and they have to come to him saying, "We love you. Do you love us?" He says, "As for you, do not fear. For am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. God says there's an anointing of Joseph that's coming on the two of you. Joseph provided for his whole family. There's an anointing of business and provision that's coming on the two of you. God's going to give you unusual. I would say if it was me, I don't deserve any of this, but he's going to begin to open finances to you, and you're going to find yourself, you're going to end up providing for other people in your family because of this Joseph anointing. And part of this is going to be that even someone who has betrayed you, you're going to end up helping financially down the road. Joseph's an extraordinary man. He didn't let anger or unforgiveness, even though they deserved nothing, he didn't let that stop him. The generosity poured through him to other people. This is going to be on you guys. Business success beyond what you've experienced or could expect. God's going to open doors for provision. Brother, just want to shake your hand. God's going to bless you. He's going to open doors for you. And he's going to put you in places where you're going to be there and somebody's going to be asking you, "What do I do about this?" Or what do I do about that? You're going to be going, "Why are they asking me?" But that's what's going to happen to you. And when it does, don't go around saying, "I shouldn't do this," or start feeling insecure like they're going to take this away from me. You know, next week they're going to change their mind. That's the devil speaking, because they're not going to be able to change God's mind. The anointing of Joseph is on the two of you. You guys got any children? How many you got? Oh, at least four. You got at least four. Okay, you got to understand what all of this stuff I'm talking about, it gets multiplied by every child you have. This thing is going to go down to all of your children, and none of them are going to miss the handout. It's going to come to all of them, and so all of your children are going to multiply this Joseph call and Joseph anointing. And you got to see this, and anger, being stabbed in the back, betrayal, none of that will stop this. Joseph's extraordinary. He didn't let betrayal stop him. Now listen, sister, there's an analytical side of you that's prophetic to explain things, perceive, understand, and explain and prophesy. All of it's in you. And it's wrapped up in kind of a teaching gift. Like if you could take all of that and then wrap it up in a little kind of yarn thing that was wrapped. There's a teaching gift on top of it to explain things. You're called to this. So there's a kind of a queenly place for you to walk in this world and to walk with authority, not with rancor, not with vengeance, not with getting even, but just the anointing of Joseph. This thing that put him up next to the emperor, next to the Pharaoh, put him in charge of, and it flowed through him. Money's going to flow through your hands. Business ideas, You be alert for business ideas. Somebody says, you know, it could really work if you did so-and-so. You need to be going, oop, wait a minute. Let me look at that 1 minute. And your mind's going to go, boop, 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 whir, click, click. And there's going to be a plan that comes just right out of your mind, like a little piece of paper coming right out. Okay? And listen, with your children, two of them are going to be really tough. They're going to be stubborn. And you got to guess which two and out of how many. But two of them are going to be stubborn, but it's not going to be stubborn. It's going to be an intense perseverance. You're going to have two children that are going to be like, they just will not, in their later years, they'll be terrifically challenged. Everybody will fade away, but those kids are going to still be there, pressing in and not be afraid. But they're going to be very difficult to parent. But, you know, that's up to you. I'm not doing that. I've had my turn. So don't be dismayed or fall into fear like it won't work. You're going to have one that's going to be so difficult, 13, 14, 15, really difficult. Don't get scared, okay? Because God's in control, and this anointing of Joseph is going to go right down to them. So business school is going to be important for your kids. They got to understand how to count money. Because it's going to be in their, it's going to turn around. It's going to be in their hand. They got to be able to handle it so they don't get robbed, stolen from, and they know what to do with it. Because they're going to multiply everything that comes into their hand. That's going to multiply too. Does this make sense? And brother, you need to, I'm just telling you, don't start thinking they're going to take it away from you. Okay. That's about what I got.
So as you were walking up here, the Lord began to speak to me about your ministry. And what rose up for me as you even sat in your chair, something just rose up so strong in me. I was sitting there just experiencing these emotions. And I just felt the Lord saying, some of the things that you've gone through in this last season, it's like I can sense what you were going through in this last season. And there have been things that you've had in your heart to do, and you've not done it yet. And the cry of your heart has been, God, but that's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. There's been a picture. There's been a vision in you. There's been a passion. There's been something boiling, bubbling, just burning on the inside of you. And that full expression has not come forth yet. And I sense to even tell you not to settle. Not to settle, not to settle. Do not settle. Do not settle. It has not come to the fullness of that picture. I feel like you've stepped into some success in this region, but not the fullness. You're in a season, man of God, where the Lord is saying, no, go back, look again. Look again, keep looking again. You're believing God for a vision, for something to manifest, and it has not happened. But it's like the prophet when he told his assistant, go look to see, look for the cloud. Let me know when the cloud shows up. He had to go 7 times. Look again, not to settle. Do not settle because it's not enough. God has put a picture and a vision in you. And I sense what I saw. I saw these clusters of grapes, and the grapes to me represent relationships that are supposed to be there. But it's like I saw this fox running around the two of you trying to pull and pluck the grapes from this vine. And the Lord says, there are relationships that I'm going to have you step into and develop and form. But it's almost like the enemy's tried to undo and unravel that. But that's not okay. I sense to even encourage you today to go back and see the vision again and say, Lord, it's not enough. I want the fullness of what you've called me to do. There's another expression, brother. You have a pastoral heart, but there's another expression. There's something burning on the inside of you. And the Lord is saying, I want to release you in that thing that I put in you. I want to release you in your equipping role. I want to release you, and God's going to give the two of you. I see a room, and I see people coming from the region. I see people coming from the region. I see you imparting into them and pouring into them and just really bringing them to a new level. The Lord says, I put a vision in you. It's not enough that you don't see the full picture. Look again. Do not leave it out of your plans, brother. Do not leave it, because God gave you a good vision. And nonetheless, it's the season to once again get the vision out and look to see what the Lord is saying. Sister, the Lord says to you, you have a gift of administration. You're going to help administer this thing that God is doing. The two of you pouring together, it's not you, it's the two of you as one. You're going to move as a family ministry. You're going to pour into this region. This region has need of you. They have need of what you're carrying. I sense that you're going to speak you're going to bring revelation into an area. You're going to bring revelation of the fire of the Holy Spirit. And let me say that God's going to connect you. I see not only in this region, I prophesied that he's going to reconnect you with relationships in this region. But man, you sat there and I started seeing you in Syracuse. I started seeing you in Albany. I saw you too in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. I saw you in Dallas, Texas. I saw you in Orlando, Florida. I don't know what this movement is. I didn't see that, but there's a connection and that connection is going to expand and God's going to give you relationships to be able to do what he's called you to do in this region. It's not enough. And don't back up and do not be content. Go for the full vision. There is more. I feel like I'm getting angry. I feel like somebody, you know, when you feel like somebody's trying to steal something from you, you're like, okay, no, you can't steal. Enough is enough. I sense that God is speaking with clarity and saying, I'm going to have you say that enough is enough. I'm going to go after the full picture. God is going after the things that have really tried to take it away from you. It is possible. It is something that God wants you to know that it is in you. You didn't make this up. You didn't call yourself. You didn't paint the vision yourself. I put it in you. So let's say that. The other thing that I want to speak over the two of you as well is the millennials. The millennials. They will stay connected. For the Lord, I see you're moving, they're moving with you. You're talking, they're listening. They're looking to you. They're looking. God has given you a magnetic anointing to be a mentor, a father, a mother to that generation. God's going to make you so sharp and so effective with them. They're going to be around you all the time. Your home, the door will be open. Your gift of hospitality, they will hang with you. They will travel with you. They will call you. They will bother you. They will want to be with you. Do you know what I'm talking about? A divine call. It's on you. You carry it well, but God's going to, as you continue to pursue the fullness of that vision, that is going to flourish to a greater level. God says, I want to give you that generation. I want to cause you to be one that they can look to and learn from and be equipped by. There's an equipping anointing that God's going to release in the days to come. You're climbing into like a cannon, and God's about to propel you forth into the newness of this season and the greatness of that call. I prophesied in Jesus' name.
Well done. Wow, what a setup. Well done, guys. Setup. The financial, the call. He said, what kind of package is this going to come in? Am I an apostle? Am I a what am I? Man of God. Woman of God. Husband of one wife. Yeah. That's what you are. You're a 1 Timothy 3 man. A highest ranking in the kingdom of God from the Bible. Doesn't come out of Ephesians 4:11. Comes out of 1 Timothy 3, Titus chapter 1. If any man desires the function of an overseer, an elder, he desires a good work. You know what the greatest work in the kingdom is? It's not missions. Not anything else. It's working to be the man in your home. For an elder must be. And working those character qualities. That's the work. You get it in you. You get it in your family. Then you get to model it and put it in other families. That's how we build the church. Not seminars. They're great. But if you're not building lives and transforming lives, you're a cloud with no rain. You're just out there. You're just a voice. And God didn't call you to be an empty voice. God called you to model what we talked about earlier. What's coming? The perfect marriage is coming. The perfect one. There's no perfect one on earth, but the perfect marriage is coming. But we get to go as close as we can in our marriage. And that's going to be your pulpit. Your pulpit is going to be your home. This whole thing, this calling, everything is going to be centered deeply in your home. Amen? Men can build houses, but only God can build a home. God's building your home right now. You're under heavy construction. It looks actually messy sometimes. This is not a criticism. If your home, I'm not talking about your house. You got a good house. You're keeping a good house, sis. You're a keeper at home. But here's the deal. Constructing a kingdom home can get messy. Because you're constantly renovating, upgrading, looking at something. Tear that down. That didn't work. That doesn't look good here. Let's take that. That didn't work. That system didn't. You're constantly, that's your analytical sister, brother, you married way above your head. So she has got the systems down. Okay. Brother, you had very little systems to bring into the house. You didn't have a very good cooking system. You didn't have a very good laundry system. You didn't have very many good systems. You didn't even know where the matching pants were to your coat sometimes. And she had to, well, honey, where's that? She was just like, Alexis. Before Alexis came in, honey, where's this? Honey, get me this. Honey, get me this. You know, but brother, you're growing up. You're doing good. You're doing some things on your own now. Amen. He can vacuum. He can even vacuum. You're coming along, brother. I want to tell you something. God is going to bless your home because that was God's building. Because here's the deal. You guys are called to carry government in the house. And that's, there's only one office that carries government. Elder. All other government proceeds out of the house of God. You can't be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher unless you are in order in eldership because God set elders in the house to bring order. He said that to Titus. Paul said to Titus, he said, I want you to set in order the things that are wanting. Ordain elders in every city. How does God bring order into a family? Moms and dads. How does God bring order into the church? Elders and elders' wives. How does God bring order governmentally through his kingdom? And you guys are going to represent government in your own home, government in the house. You guys are going to set in order. God's called you to set some things in order. You've got the natural administrative ability, but brother, you're going to carry some spiritual weight to put some things in order. In the Greek, that word literally means to keep things from sliding out of position. The laws of entropy, everything's breaking down. And you look around, families are breaking down big time. Identity's breaking down. Our sexuality's breaking down. Everything's breaking down. The laws of entropy are in this earth. Everything's breaking down. God says, I want you to keep things from sliding out of position in my house. The church is going to look good as the world gets worse. You can say, that place has got it together. I want to tell you something else, your natural home, your house. Let's talk about your house for just a minute. God says he's got an upgrade for you. I see a bigger house. I see it's beyond your capacity. It's going to be beyond you, okay? So let's just get that over with. Otherwise, you won't need God. You can just do your thing. But God says, I want you to believe me for a house that is a ministry center, not just a better house, a place of ministry for your own family, minister to the needs of your own family, but you're going to be able to minister to the needs of others. You're going to have one big room. It's going to be a fun room, big room, gathering room, ministry room, play room. It's a big room. And that room is going to develop saints. You're going to equip saints there. You're going to make disciples there from every spectrum. Older than you, younger than you, singled, married, broken, and kids. Hector's right on. How old's your oldest? Nine, yeah. Buckle up. That 13-year-old's coming. And the others. You may think, well, we got a lot of time. God's pushing the urgent button tonight. Urgently set into place systems in your own home to keep things from sliding out of position so that you can do that for others in the church. You guys are going to break some barriers. You're going to build some bridges. You're going to be a lifeline to some failing marriages and some hurting families. And you are going to bring restoration, healing. Your credentials are not a THD or a PhD or anything else. Your credentials are going to be your home. Your credentials are going to be your children, your marriage, your testimony. So you say, why have we had so many shipwrecks? Testimony. Why have we had so many challenges? Testimony. God's been building testimony. Come on, you're going to get through it. Amen. Husband of one wife. Powerful phrase there that's been challenged since it was written. Believe me, been challenged. The sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of the home, the power of the nuclear family. Everything's coming against it in this hour. We're coming close to the end because all darkness is unleashing everything they can against the image of God in the earth. And you guys are going to hold fast and keep things from sliding out of position. So if the day is going to come as you really, and it says, if any man desire the function of an episkopos, overseer. I hate the fact that we have to call it bishop because denominations have ruined that beautiful Bible word. But bishop is not a title from some guy with a big pointed hat and a long robe. Bishop is the function of an elder. They oversee the flock. Episkopos. They scope out the people, and epi means to come down and touch them. It's a touching ministry. It's not an office in a building, the denominational headquarters. It's a touching ministry. Shepherding. Shepherding the flock. Loving people in your home. Sister, you're going to be able to throw some wonderful parties. I mean, just fun. What was the sermon on Sunday? I don't know, but man, we went to their house Sunday night. And man, they won't stop talking about your house. They might remember the sermon too, but I'm just saying, they're going to remember gatherings at your house. Because your house is going to be your pulpit. Your lives are going to be a living epistle for others to read for generations. Amen. Speak that over you.
Lord, we thank you for Ron and Val. We thank you for the gift that they are to the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for what you are establishing in them line upon line, that when they are read, all people see is Jesus glorified. Amen. Lord, we thank you that their children love you. Lord, we thank you that their new house is welcoming you. Amen. Lord, we thank you that everything they do is for and because of you. And we take these words and we say, Lord, you are doing a new thing, not only in the earth, but in this region. And we thank you that Ron and Valerie are a big part of what you're doing. Yeah. Lord, we seal these words to their heart that they will bear much fruit for your greater glory. In Jesus' name, amen.